Our next reader is Camille Martin, whose Codes of Public Sleep was released in 2007. And you know what? It's still a pretty killer book, 7 years later. I heard Camille read at a Lexicondry reading one evening after she had relocated to Toronto from New Orleans, narrowly missing Katrina. If you are looking for a little avant-lyricism, Codes of Public Sleep is where you can find it. Please welcome Camille Martin.
Hi, everybody. Thank you very much, Jay and Hazel, for inviting me tonight, and also, of course, for publishing Codes of Public Sleep. I could not have been happier with the book as an object. Mark Goldstein designed the cover. I gave them, you know, what was already a kind of edgy design, and they made it even edgier by putting it here and continuing. Yeah, literally edgy, right? So thank you for that. And I can't believe it's so many years later. Where did it go? If you are somewhere, I'd like to talk with you somewhere. Not much to set things in motion. Five black ants take shelter from rain on a windowsill, disturbed when I open the shutters, scattering when I open the shutters. I believe I see you somewhere walking in rain, spattered with drops, whispering words I cannot hear yet. If I too am somewhere listening at a window to the white noise of raindrops splashing on sidewalks where you gently move somewhere, imagining black ants awake. I eventually met him. Fabled Hugh. Why a memory of birds flying into a cloud keeps morphing outside all the history books, pastel maps of successive conquerings tiny rooms away. What birds remember of shifting winds and hidden perches with clear views. Why a photograph makes a story impossible in the increasing fog of DNA, while one's heart keeps beating a notion of species in the mind, pictures of a grand theory of animal forever one guess behind. Could it be a momentary lapse during a holiday on a mythological crater's rim? Ripples of shadows in the cold concave, sweet in the abstract. If it were the slipperiness of grammar in a box of solved puzzles, connectives of mountain passes tempted to be crossed. Whether the passes look away once shepherds reach grasslands. This book is very much, it sort of straddles two cities, New Orleans, where I came before I moved up to Toronto. So there's both images of downtown New Orleans, where I used to work as a reference librarian at the Maine Public Library, and I would go on little wandering expeditions with my camera taking pictures. And then when I came up here, images of snow and more snow. So it's really, it's very much a book of two places. And this is New Orleans. And it's I'll read the first part of the title poem, Codes of Public Sleep. A people speak from distant edges, urging linked memory native to crowd. Place affects in proportion to privacy, skin of outdoors, an ambulatory balancing act as far as a musky smell on a street naked from inside out. Skin of public, of converging theys disillusioned at a given time in which a floating city breathes or one or two breathe in rhythms of common emotions. Ideas changing shape, unable to explain, only to point to an opening in a city in which voices enter and thicken. Bodies wrapped in that now, hearts and heart pumping, float downward and crouch on sidewalks. A simple madrigal in the open promotes privacy in proportion to skin between air and air. Faint semaphores in a scripted opening shadow a city from self to self to get a better crack at what's unmarked. Scripted edge of skin, translucent and slept in, naked errors in that now. Memories of the invention of natural languages, mutually captured, mutually open, unable to figure how to get back the same way through parts of speech. How being one of them is a common receptacle, holding to central colors, talking broken words in the whole score. Words given, publics on loan, bridges in the manner of parceled space, draping with now from body to body, sliding into, sliding out of, Nickelodeons of merge, sway, verge. Interest approximating function holding to average temperature. Above people's heads, streaming photons hide a person screaming obscenities to a street as an unknown point in common space. A casual evacuation releases an opacity of spreading light. A person's parts of speech in the open and no place to sit. To speak from an outdoors framework, whether or not personal, is more difficult. Tattooed membranes tumble down streets, common alphabets of bodies. Streets decide a symbolism of hormonal movements. Each imagines its river a sensation and an opacity, relations of colors triggering exchange on the raft of a city. A person sees a reverse of person in a shadowy telling. Difference is contagious, birds in their nests in a parking garage. Examples surface where light is most diffuse, seeking a beacon or believing a public wound. A person homeless within home borrows a raft to sleep on. Steps on street's surface, moving circulating blood outside silent membranes, seeing together a circuitous sleep, laterally importing pleasure on estranged grounds. Sidewalks breathe, each step reading signs aloud, sound wave effects of a place never equaling itself. Despite walking and standing, a person's horizon creates a new instance of color, unheard of feeling corresponding to open water. One's river, too, is an unheard of consciousness. It is its own solvent. Thank you very much.